of Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
It didn't matter to nearly 50 million Americans who've already voted. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, the final presidential debate.
I am the least racist person in this room.
Abraham Lincoln here is one of the most racist presidents we've had in modern history.
I didn't say I'm Abraham Lincoln. I said not since Abraham Lincoln has anybody done what I've done for the black community.
President Trump and Joe Biden sparred and argued with less interrupting over a lot of issues like COVID.
I say we're learning to live with it. We have no choice. We can't lock ourselves up in a basement like Joe does.
He says that we're learning to live with it. People are learning to die with it.
And the president also brought up Hunter Biden's foreign business dealings, seizing on reports linking Joe to them.
The emails, the horrible emails of the kind of money that you were raking in, you and your family. And Joe, you were vice president when some of this was happening.
I have not taken a single penny from any country whatsoever.
Immigration policy was also brought up.
He had 8 years he was vice president. He did nothing except build cages to keep children in.
Now, Biden brought up the Trump family separation policy with kids here without parents now.
Those kids are alone. Nowhere to go. Nowhere to go. It's criminal.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers has more on that live.
Dave, a federal judge is telling the Trump administration to do more to help court-appointed researchers find the parents of 545 children who were separated at the border starting in 2017. Most of the parents were deported to Central America under the Trump administration's zero-tolerance policy for people who crossed the border illegally. Volunteers have been going door-to-door in Guatemala and Honduras in a search for those parents, made more difficult by the U.S. government's inadequate tracking systems. Dave.
Tanya, President Trump will rally today. Florida, Joe Biden will speak in Delaware. America's listening to Fox News.
What do you get when you talk to a Dell Technologies advisor? You get someone who understands there's an art to listening. Who's able to hear more than what's being said and can provide tailored small business solutions that make you feel truly heard.
I understand. Let's get started.
For advice on everything from laptops to the cloud and solutions powered by Intel vPro platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
President Trump is back, and Newsmax TV is fully covering his rallies live and without interruption. Newsmax TV is rising fast. Watch great shows with Greg Kelly and Sean Spicer. Plus on weekends, Mike Huckabee, Michelle Malkin, and Diamond and Silk. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. Check your guide. Get Newsmax free on Roku, Zumo, YouTube, Pluto, Apple TV, Chromecast, Amazon Fire, and Samsung and LG. Or download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone and start watching now.
How to safely open schools in this corona crisis was also a topic in last night's debate. Across the country, some kids are back in class, others are still learning at home.
The Houston Independent School District teachers say in-person instruction is too risky, so they took Thursday off to be tested for coronavirus. Middle school teacher Miguel Reyes tells Fox 26 Houston social distancing for students isn't distanced enough.
They're only required to be three feet apart.
Middle school teacher Rachel Nash says air quality is her concern.
The windows are soldered shut, so we don't have any airflow.
The teachers want those problems fixed. The school district says their regulations are guided by local, state, and federal rules, and face-to-face instruction will continue with those protocols in place. Rob Dawson, Fox News.
U.S. Census counting has ended, and the government says it got to 99.9% of all U.S. households. And as they tabulate the numbers, it'll be used to determine federal funding and to apportion how many states get how many members of Congress. There is still a fight over counting people who are here illegally.
A panel of California judges echoed a New York judiciary panel's decision last month that the president's effort to manipulate House representation was unlawful. The California judges say it is also unconstitutional. The Justice Department has appealed the New York decision, which will be heard next month by the Supreme Court. The president has argued that those in the country illegally determining representation undermines democracy. The California judges also will not allow the Commerce Department, which oversees the census, to give information to the White House that says how many people are living illegally in each state. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are now now up modestly before today's trading in the NFL. The Philadelphia Eagles beat the New York Giants last night 22-21. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning. It's Friday, ESPN 93.5. Another 1 week to go till November, Halloween, a week from tomorrow. Illinois football tonight.
Yeah, baby, go Illini.
Until you walked in with your orange sweatshirt, I hadn't thought about Illinois today.
I'm so excited. The season begins.
Weather brought to you by Carl Sports Medicine. Get free injury evaluation at Carl Sports Medicine's walk-in clinic. 217-383-9500 or visit carl.org/sportsmed.
We do have a chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially this morning, and a high 68. We're up into that range right now. Temperatures dropping late this afternoon. Winds picking up to 25 miles per hour. Low 35 into the evening tonight. Tomorrow's high only 51, down to 34. 51 the high on Sunday, down to 41 with mostly cloudy conditions and a 20% chance of rain. Right now the temperature's at 65 on ESPN 93.5.
Okay, we'll talk about the debate last night. Joe Biden and Donald Trump, about 1,000 times better than the other debate.
Yes, a little more civil.
It is all over now. The debates are done. What is the Tony Bobulinski press conference 90 minutes before the start of it? The former business partner of Hunter Biden and all the information that he said. Nobody else will cover this. And if you flip the story and it was Donald and Donald Jr. with all the stuff now.
Oh, boy, we'd get pounded with that story.
It would be all we'd be talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And the Republicans would join in. The Democrats, they're just a firewall of protection. And I don't understand. I think you ought to at least find out more about what this guy, business partner, Marine, Navy, decorated CEO of this company. He bailed after Hunter wanted to use it as a cash pot for his family. And he met with Joe Biden on three occasions. And they were all paranoid that nobody ever said anything about Joe being part of it unless you're face-to-face.
Wow.
There's just too much in here to ignore. And yet we're getting nothing but Russia. And I think that's probably the most disheartening part of everything. Not that Joe Biden might have been taking money and using his office for money, but that the media's gone. And that's bad for us. We have got to have an unbiased media, and I knew they were liberal, but I didn't know they were this far gone to not even look into this. There is plenty of information there to pursue. I am always happy to welcome to our program, she is the learned one. She is from Hofstra University. Brainiac, it's Dr. Mina Bose. I would have sat by you in all classes to learn about you going through school had I been in school with you, because you'd have been the brainiac we seek. And in your classes,
you can come now, Stevie J. But you know there are masks. We do have masks, but I don't think that would stop your commentary,
no,
which I know would be very informative.
Here's what it would be: front row in your class. I have another question. Okay, please, sir, would you please, security? Anyway, Dr. Mina Bose, she is a presidential scholar. She knows everything about the presidency. She teaches at Hofstra. It's Dr. Mina Bose. Your take on the debate last night?
Well, I think, Stevie J, thanks for having me. It is, that was probably, it was a fitting, I think, conclusion to the debate, to the debates for the 2020 presidential race. I think it was informative. It was well structured. I think there largely was the focus was on the substance, not on interruptions. I think it moved smoothly, covered several important issues. So I think it was instructive. Will it change people's minds? I think not. I don't think that this election, the 2020 presidential race, is about changing undecided voters, because that number is so small, but it's really getting out supporters to the polls. And I think that the candidates, that's really kind of, when you looked at their answers, that's the case they were trying to make.
What we've never been anywhere where we are now with all that has happened in 2020. I mean, and there's 50 million people that have already voted, that's an all time. And
yeah.
So how do we figure, when we have 77% of conservatives say they're not talking to a pollster, how do we understand? I mean, I have no idea what the results of this election are going to be.
You know, I think that's obviously mail-in voting, early voting. We're at historic records, and that's because of the pandemic. States such as New York, for example, where I live, had made voting reforms in 2019, pre-pandemic, to allow for early voting, for example. But in this presidential race, we are seeing, and in the other national elections, we're seeing strong support for people to, right, not crowd at the polls, to try to cast your ballots early. I think we are really kind of relying on the state and the states and their county board of elections and coordination to ensure a smooth processing of the ballots, largely beginning on election day. In some states, they've received permission to open the absentee ballots, but the counting begins on election day. Of course, in Pennsylvania, they just let the Supreme Court let stand, right, a decision to accept ballots for 3 days after the election. I would say, Stevie J, as I look at the Electoral College map, a lot really depends on what happens in Florida, as is the case so many times. If the president keeps Florida and wins it as he did in 2016, then he definitely has a window, right, and a road to the White House. If he loses Florida, then it becomes almost, I would say, just the bar is so high to win. And so I think if we have clarity on Florida election night, that will kind of further turn attention to it's done, or let's look to Pennsylvania, Arizona, which will come in later, Michigan, Wisconsin, and then some of the other states that are, New Hampshire, considered an opportunity for the candidates. All of those were Trump states except for New Hampshire, which was a Clinton state.
Yeah. Now, what happens, Omina? Imagine with me, and I know that this would be shocking, but what happens at 7:05 Central Standard Time? The pundits say Minnesota has gone to Donald Trump. Would it not be over?
Well, I think that the numbers are, well, Minnesota is only 10 votes. So, I mean, again, that assumes that he
would
hold.
Be a bellwether, though. I mean, how could it? It's been 1972 since a Republican won Minnesota. That would be shocking.
Right, but that's the only one. That and New Hampshire are really the only Democratic states from 2016 that are considered up for grabs.
I think New Mexico is in there too. If you look at the Trafalgar polling group, I mean, they have a whole different set of numbers too. So I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just, you know, I think if again, Minnesota could be countered very quickly by Michigan, which is 16. Wisconsin is you know, I think is still very much, you know, in contention. Michigan seems more likely to go to Biden to shift this year. Again, I mean, we'll see, but I wouldn't take Minnesota as a bellwether, Stevie J. I mean, I think that would be, certainly it would be a problem for the Biden campaign, but I think Florida will be much more.
The polling and the numbers that are showing this incredible jump in African-American and Hispanic vote could really be particularly Hispanic in Florida and Arizona. I don't know. And again, this is it. I mean, how much would I bet on the election day? I have no idea. That's what I mean. I mean, usually you have an indication. That's why since 16 and Hillary, I don't believe polling. I just don't. And I can't. I just don't. I don't think it's very accurate anymore. I think it's hard to reach people that are going to be honest about everything.
Well, I mean, I think everyone is very cautious with predictions after the 2016 experience. I mean, there's a book that was published recently about Chasing a Gallup by a professor at American that has a wonderful table with all these quotations from 2016, including one on election night by the Republican pollster Frank Luntz saying that Hillary Clinton will be the next president of the United States. So, I mean, that skepticism is certainly understandable. I would say this, that again, when you have that Electoral College popular vote split, the polls don't always capture that, right? I mean, the numbers were within the margin of error as far as the national popular vote. They didn't capture, you're right, the state polling in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan was poor. I do think pollsters have accounted for that, paying more attention to voters and not oversampling educated voters. We'll have to wait and see, but I you know, the narrative that I think is pretty compelling here is that Hillary Clinton did better than Biden in 2016 in polls, but her numbers were more volatile. Joe Biden has not done as well consistently, but his numbers have stayed steady.
Yeah.
So,
but again,
I think we've learned something from that.
I just don't believe it, because I don't think people, particularly now as polarized as it is, certainly in presidential history, there's never been a clearer two roads. I mean, you got this way and this way, and it's pretty different as far as the path for what happens, whoever wins.
Well, I think I would absolutely agree about this being a crossroads election, and that's, that was the term that was used to describe 2008, 2016, that, this is what's the direction of the country in 2008, questions about our national security and the Great Recession, 2016, such a contrast between someone who had spent her life in politics, either through her husband or through her own career, and someone who had never run for office before running for president. I think now, particularly with the pandemic and the expectations for crisis leadership and the kind of the turmoil of the last 4 years, the fact that we started this year with an impeachment and that has gotten, I think, no attention in any of the debates this year, just points to, I think, where kind of what the country is focused on now, kind of the stakes. And I think that makes election night very interesting, and I think it's going to be a long night, Stevie J. I just think that people want to be, especially pollsters, newscasters, reporters, everyone wants to get this right. And so I think it's going to be a long evening. And
I'm going against the grain, Professor. I'm saying this is not going to be a close election. I'm not saying...
And you think it'll be...
No, I don't know.
Trump,
I don't know.
President.
I don't know.
Oh.
I'm just saying, whenever you think it's going to be something, it generally isn't. So I'm just going to...
So you think... Okay, you think it could either be a strong victory for Biden or a strong victory for the president.
I just don't buy into the hanging chad. I don't think when we predict stuff like that, it just doesn't happen. So I'm going to say no. I think there's enough passion out there on both sides, and we'll see where it breaks. I'm not buying into the... going to the House vote in December 8 or whatever that is, where every state gets one pick, one vote. I mean, I'm not buying into it this year. I just think there's something else going on, but I don't know.
Well,
I have no clue. That's the problem. I have no idea.
Well, I would just respectfully disagree, Stevie J, to say that I think either Biden could win big, which would be over about 310 votes. I think that Biden could win narrowly, just about 270 to 290, or I think the President Trump could win narrowly 270 to 290.
And,
I don't see
you have
Trump winning.
19 degrees, and so you have to be incredibly respected and listened to, but I think Trump could win in a landslide, too. By myself. You didn't say that. You said Biden landslide, Biden close, or Trump close. I'm going to say I think it can be all four. I really do.
Okay.
I'm going to say that.
Well, I hope we'll get a chance to discuss that.
Yes, we will. Of course we shall, because I have your phone number, me and both. Listen, I always appreciate the chat. I really do. Thank you so much for joining.
Same here.
All right, Dr. Mina Bose, Hofstra University, Long Island, New York.
Uh-huh. And again, you probably won't vote the same, but that was a civil discussion.
No, that's exactly how it's supposed to be.
Exactly.
You think I'm going to vote the same as a professor in political science from Hofstra University? I think not. Quick check of sports.
Go Illini. We've got a game tonight at 7 o'clock against number 14, Wisconsin, up in Madison. Wisconsin seems to be accelerating in their positivity rates with COVID-19. So let's hope our team comes back safe and sound. We've got Nebraska at number 5, Ohio State at 11 o'clock tomorrow. Number 8, Penn State at Indiana at 2:30. Same game time for Iowa and Purdue. And number 18, Michigan faces number 21, Minnesota. So the Big Ten is in action. When it comes to college football, the Holiday Bowl has been canceled. That's the fourth bowl to cancel. Darn! We had Philadelphia Eagles over the New York Giants 22-21 yesterday. And today, Game 3 of the World Series, it's 1-1, Dodgers and Rays.
Yep, and again, the Eagles came from behind. The Giants had a 21-10 lead with 5 minutes to play in the football game.
Right.
Came back and won, if anybody cared about that game. Anyway, World Series again tonight that nobody's going to watch here, because we're all watching Illinois play Wisconsin up in Madison at 7 on the Big Ten Network, I believe. Let's check. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay, here's your weather.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms could happen today. We've got got a high 68 expected, then temperatures dropping this afternoon and down to 35 into the evening tonight. The winds will pick up to 25 miles per hour. Tomorrow, we've got a high of 52, down to 35, partly cloudy. More clouds on Sunday's forecast, high 51, low 41. 20% chance of showers bumps up to a 60% shot at showers, especially early on Monday. We're currently at 65 on ESPN 93.5.
And Fox Business Minute brought to you by Eric Boland, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Eric at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. This is Friday, October 23, ESPN 93.5, 720.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Gilead Sciences shares are rallying after the FDA approved its coronavirus treatment, Remdesivir. It's the first and only fully approved treatment for COVID-19. However, Raymond James analyst Steven Seedhouse says the FDA approval doesn't change its outlook for the medication since it was already being used. Tesla has unveiled its full self-driving software to a small group of owners who will test it on public roads. However, Tesla's website includes a disclaimer that the $8,000 system doesn't make its cars autonomous, and you'll still have to pay attention when you're driving. Burger King is planning to test reusable burger boxes and cups. The new containers will appear in New York City, Portland, and Tokyo next year. The company is hoping they'll reduce waste. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. Plus, when you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live.
Wow, that's huge.
Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand.
Serious questions must be answered.
I'm Dave Anthony.
That's not all. Hear your favorite podcasts from Dana Perino, Bill Hemmer, Martha McCallum, Brett Baer, and many more. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today. America's listening to Fox News.
Escape to the country at Curtis Orchard in Southwest Champaign as the kids enjoy the playground and the petting zoo and the country store at Curtis Orchard featuring delicious apple cider, apple crisp donuts and pies, your favorite comfort foods made from scratch at the Flying Monkey Cafe. Come visit Curtis Orchard. Open now Monday through Saturday 9 to 6 and on Sundays 11 to 6. 3902 South Duncan Road in Champaign at CurtisOrchard.com.
If you're looking for a car dealership that is 100% attentive to detail, look no further than Sarah Champaign. Sarah Champaign knows you have high expectations, but they enjoy the challenge of meeting and exceeding those standards each and every time. Sarah Honda, Sarah BMW, Sarah GMC, Sarah Buick, and Sarah Subaru in Savoy. Or online, Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champaign.com.
Hi, this is Gina from ABC Heating and Air Conditioning. If you want a locally owned family business to help you always be comfortable, who have trained, talented, licensed, and experienced technicians, then call me to schedule an appointment. We'll check your furnace to make sure it'll keep you warm this winter. And just like our name, ABC, you will always be comfortable. We are a licensed Amana dealer and are standing by to help you anytime, day or night. Call me, Gina, at 352-5400 or at abcheatingandac.com.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call us at 217-366-3456 or online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Here's Scott Allen, manager of Paxton Hardware and Rental, to tell you about his store.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're just a nice small town hardware store who really cares about our community and really cares about our customers. All we want to do is provide you with the best service we can, the best products we can, the best selection we can.
Paxton Hardware and Rental has everything you could need.
It's an awful lot, though. It's hard to keep it all straight sometimes, but we can find it for you.
Paxton Hardware and Rental, 217-379-3611.
You're going to get first-class, first-rate service for Paxton Hardware and Rental.
All right, we had the doctor from Carl girl that was hit and killed by a hit and run, wasn't it?
It sort of was. There's a suspect that was accused of hitting and killing a bicyclist with a car that turned himself in yesterday on October 11th, Sunday. A westbound vehicle on Route 150 west of Mahomet did not stop and struck Dr. William Hsu along with a fellow rider who was not seriously hurt. Hsu died 2 days later at Carl, and he spent 26 years as an employee there. According to Champaign County State's Attorney Julia Reitz, 41-year-old Robert F. O'Malley went to Champaign County Jail about noon yesterday after turning himself in. On Wednesday evening, a judge had issued a warrant for O'Malley, which carried the charge of leaving the scene of a personal injury accident resulting in death, a Class 1 felony charge. So the investigation on the crash scene provided some details about this white Ford Mustang that was then found at the father's property in Farmer City. So on Wednesday evening, police obtained and had a search warrant of the property, and they found that 2014 Mustang. O'Malley's bond is set at $500,000. He's set to be in court today. The felony charge against the suspect could mean probation of 4 to 15 years in prison if he's found guilty. So he had had 11 charges before and one DUI. So they have found the man anyway, and he turned himself in, that being Robert O'Malley, 41 years old.
Okay. I know they'd been looking. All right. We go to our Facebook Live. Good morning. Jack says, not sure Biden fumbled like he needed to and did a good job flipping the agenda from the scandal back to Trump. It'll be an interesting week and a half. Marcus says Biden said he would give citizenship to all illegals if they were president. That's scary. I think he was talking about the Dreamers, 11 million people. Michelle says Dr. Bose said that the news media and reporters want to get it right. Really? I think that the whole thing about this Tony Bobulinski, which you haven't heard about, he was the guy that was business partners with Hunter Biden and said that the president, the vice president, former vice president, has said he's never talked to Hunter about business. This is not true. This is a U.S. Marine, naval lieutenant, but he's a Marine. No, he's a Marine that's a lieutenant that ran this company for the Bidens. He was the CEO of the company. He's a Democrat. He's a registered Democrat, has donated money to Democrats.
Okay.
This is part of the press conference from last night.
I was told this past Sunday by somebody who was also involved in this matter that if I went public this information, it would bury all of us, man, the Bidens included. I have no wish to bury anyone. I've never been political. The few contributions I have made have been to Democrats. But what I am is a patriot and a veteran. To protect my family name and my business reputation, I need to ensure that the true facts are out there. In late 2015, I was approached by James Gillier, whom I had known for many years, about joining him in a deal which he said would involve the Chinese state-owned enterprise, CEFC China Energy, and what he called one of the most prominent families in the United States.
Ended up being the Bidens. You could hear the whole press conference. It's 8 minutes on YouTube if it's still up there. And so he says, I have three phones that have been all in my possession since all of this started. I'm turning it all into the FBI. There's all the information you need. It's all there. So now you have a person coming forward with tangible evidence that all of this communication took place. He has all the threads that you're going to need. You have the Hunter Biden laptop that nobody is refuting. Nobody from the Bidens are saying it's not real, it's not true, it's not Hunter's, these emails aren't. Nobody's saying that. All they're saying is it's Russia. The director of the National Intelligence, the FBI, and the CIA have all come out and said it's not Russia. There's no Russia here. And yet the media will not cover this story 11 days out. It deserves at least an inspection. And the way you check it is, if this was Donald J. Trump and Donald Trump Jr., would it get covered? Are you kidding me?
Well, Tony Bobulinski confirms he was one of the recipients of the May 13, 2017 email published by the Post 8 days ago, and he was another partner in that group that laid out that cash payout and had 10% set aside for the big guy.
The big guy, he said, is Joe Biden. Now, Hunter Biden, I kind of feel empathy, and I'm sad for him because I think he's had kind of a rough and tumble life because of whatever. I want to know if Joe Biden took money and used the influence of his office to take money. I think that's a kind of a big deal. Not going to get coverage. And they're just saying, no evidence. It's Russia. It's the Kremlin. This reminds me greatly of Benghazi. It's the movie maker, the guy that made the movie and started that spontaneous. That was a lie.
Right. And so how long did he sit in jail?
5 or 6 months. So this reminds you of that. So just deny, deny, deny. Joe Kennedy told Ted Kennedy that after Chappaquiddick. Deny, deny, deny.
That's right.
I mean, for me, it's worse than Joe Biden taking money, the media ignoring this, because we know they're liberal. As a body, they're liberal. But to not cover it because Facebook, Twitter, ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, CNN, not covering it. That, to me, is a sentinel moment in our history as America when we lose journalism. I don't think this can work without the watchdog. That's all I'm saying. Mike Ditka and Brother Johnny next. 359-2255. You want to chime in at 7:30.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump holds two rallies in Florida today. Joe Biden gives a speech about his plans for fighting the coronavirus pandemic. During their second and final debate last night, the president accuses Biden of corruption.
He is the vice president of the United States, and his son, his brother, and his other brother are getting rich.
I have not taken a single penny from any country whatsoever, ever.
On the federal minimum wage,
people are making $6, $7, $8 an hour. These first responders, we all clap for as they come down the street because they've allowed us to make it. What's happening? They deserve a minimum wage of $15. Anything below that puts you below the poverty level.
It should be a state option. Look, I've lived in different places. I know different places. They're all different. Some places, $15 is not so bad.
America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, Fighting Illini fans, what are you doing Friday night? Join the Pia's Tailgate, Illini football under the tent. Watch Illinois take on Wisconsin this Friday night at Pia's. Buckets of fun, including 1995 wings and french fries or 1995 strips and french fries. $8 pitchers plus brats, barbecue, pork, and more. Friday night, it's the Pia's Tailgate under the tent. Game time is 7 p.m. as the Illini play in Madison to take on Wisconsin. Catch all the fun at Pia's, 1609 West Springfield in Champaign. That's Pia's Sports Bar, 1609 West Springfield, Champaign. Green Street Realty is excited to share details about some of their newest properties. At 1007 West University, it's The Den. Close to the engineering quad, these all-inclusive units feature high-end finishes. At 309 East Springfield, Icon boasts a great campus location within walking distance to the grocery store and featuring a huge rooftop amenity deck. Check out View at 711 South 4th Street, featuring an on-site fitness center and a prime campus location. And don't miss 200 Vine Street, Urbana's hottest new location close to downtown. For more information on all these great units, visit greenstreetrealty.com.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands, owner of Lands, Inc. You never realize how much you rely on the plumbing in your home until something goes wrong. A small leak can end up with a big repair if it's not taken care of right away. At the first sign of trouble, visit LandsInc.com. While there, learn more about plumbing, drain cleaning, and underground solutions. At Lands, Inc., our commitment is to you, the customer. We look forward to having you be a part of the Lands family. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues, including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission, require specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know the quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
Old Man Winter will be here before you know it. Frozen and leaking pipes are two reasons to call ServPro. Immediate action is crucial with water damage, and the ServPro professionals respond quickly and utilize their advanced equipment and techniques. ServPro's action to your problem? Inspect water damage, extract water, dry and dehumidify, and clean and sanitize, restoring it like it never even happened. Call 217-355-0077. ServPro, the number one choice in the area for restoration problems. Franchise is independently owned and operated.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Friday, and that means Brother Johnny and Mike Ditka, brought to you by Max Twin City Recycling.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do.
Two decades, Brother Johnny and Mike Ditka have joined us on Fridays to sort out the problems of the world. Today from Naples, Florida. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing good, guys. How are you?
I just sound, your voice to me, Coach, and maybe I'm wrong, the voice to me sounds like you're hitting the golf ball better this week.
That has nothing to do with my voice, believe me.
I just had a birthday on Sunday.
How was your 81st birthday, legend Mike Ditka?
I don't remember it, but it was good to make. You know what? It's good to make 81 years. Let's face it. That's pretty daggone good.
It's pretty daggone good.
Great.
Brother Johnny in New Orleans today. Matthew, your son and his family have evacuated from Estes Park because of wildfires. He okay?
He's fine. It's just we were surprised it jumped the Continental Divide. That fire was just raging, and the winds just killing them. Hopefully, we'll make it to Estes. That's only 10 miles from the west side of Estes, so it's a frightening thing. So they asked people to leave. It wasn't mandatory where Matthew was yet, and they still got another day or so before they hope for a break with maybe some snow Sunday. So.
Well, we'll say our prayers for him. Say our prayers for him. Okay, the debate last night.
And what about fracking?
All right, let me allow Vice President Biden to respond.
I never said I oppose fracking.
You said it on tape.
I did. Show the tape. Put it on your website.
I'll put it on.
Put it on the website. The fact of the matter is he's flat lying.
Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Just to clarify, would there be any place for fossil fuels, including coal and fracking, in a Biden administration?
No, we would work it out. We would make sure it's eliminated and no more subsidies for either one of those.
Mm-hmm. Johnny?
Well, it was later in the debate, and he was definitely getting tired. And yeah, so it's amazing. It's disturbing when you see a guy so convincing say he's lying. I never said I'd ban fracking. He said it for quite a while. Way back, you know, a few months ago.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, he also said, Stevie, that the laptop was a Russian plant. And I don't know what the laptop was, but it wasn't a Russian plant. I mean, I got to tell you, with what's going on now, you might be voting for Kamala if you vote that ticket. Because I'm not, and I don't think the Republicans are going to go after him. I think the Democrats will throw him out. All they have to do is look what he did. So I think we better stick with what we got. But it was a much better debate. Mike, did you look at any of that debate?
Oh, I'm past that, really. I didn't watch it.
I think you made the right call, but it was interesting. I don't know what the ratings were on it, Stevie. Did we have very
not
many
overnight
viewers?
Yet? We don't know yet. We'll get those a bit later. But it was. There's no question. It was better than the first debate, which was a lot of arguing and a lot of interrupting. It was certainly better. But Coach, there was a breaking story over the last 10 days to the New York Post about Hunter Biden and his details on his job and Burisma and all these other things. But what's been the worst part of everything is that Joe Biden could possibly have been involved in getting money. And I think what is the most discouraging part of everything is that the media will not cover this story. And if you took it as Donald Trump and Donald Trump Jr. being accused of this, it would be nothing but coverage of this. And yet, Johnny, they've completely, Coach, they're not covering because it'll hurt Biden, and I guess in their brains they're thinking, well, Trump's a worse criminal than Biden, so we can't help. I mean, but we need journalism. We need facts. And if we lose America's journalists, I don't know if the country can make it.
Yeah, if you don't have truth in your journalism, you got nothing.
And this is the Tony Bobulinski guy that did this press conference about an hour and a half before the debate. This is the business partner of Hunter Biden.
I was told this past Sunday by somebody who was also involved in this matter that if I went public this information, it would bury all of us, man, the Bidens included. I have no wish to bury anyone. I've never been political. The few contributions I have made have been to Democrats.
He's a registered Democrat. He was the CEO of this holding company. He met with Joe Biden three times. The big guy referenced in all these emails is Joe Biden. He says Joe Biden was involved. I have three, he showed his three cell phones that he's turning over to the FBI. Nobody is covering the story except Fox News. It's unbelievable, Johnny. I don't get it.
Well, it's not unbelievable. It would be unbelievable to me if they covered it. Coach, we've been living with this.
So, but to this extreme, I mean, you know they're liberal, but to cover it up.
Yeah. No, I mean, that is amazing. It is. And I don't know why. I'm at a point I didn't need any of that to not want to vote for Joe Biden. But now, I mean, I was starting to think, Coach, well, you know, let's see if he's president, he's president. But boy, if Kamala Harris gets to be the president, she is the most liberal senator out of 100 in Congress, and the nation's not that far left. There's no telling what she'll come up with. So it's not a good situation on that side of the ballot. So I'm hoping, Coach, I think Trump can come through again. I think it's going to be okay, but we got only what?
Well, we
now,
hope so anyways. I mean, we don't know what will happen, but maybe everybody will wake up and say, hey, you know what? It's not been too bad for the last 4 years. So it's been pretty good. So maybe they'll understand that.
Well, 57.
The other thing that really bothers me about Joe, Steve, is he continues to blame Trump for the coronavirus deaths. That's totally unfair. I don't care what you think of the guy. And I don't think much of Joe, but I wouldn't blame him for the coronavirus death. I think everybody was doing, and has been, and still is, doing basically everything they can. It's all different. We can't agree on it. But to blame the president for all the deaths, and last night he said it again, anyone responsible for that many deaths shouldn't be president, I think that's reprehensible.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just terrible.
No, it's not. It's stupid. And he says stupid things. That's who he is. That's who Joe Biden is. He says stupid things. And it just has the impact of what he's saying.
Yeah. Well, and 57% of the country says they're better off than they were 4 years ago. So there's that. And you have 50 million people have already voted. 50 million have already voted. That's unbelievable.
Yeah,
that is amazing. So the question is, who are they voting for? I think there are people that are coming out that have never been polled, that are clenching their fists thinking, we can't go this far left. The left wants no borders, no prisons, and no police. And I think at least 80% of this country would just be aghast by that thought. And that's the direction this party has taken. The left has taken this party, the Democratic Party. There's just no question about that. Okay, Coach, I was going to ask you about basketball, World Series, NFL. All the ratings are down. Is it because we have mixed politics and sports?
I really don't know. I think people get fed up with a lot of the BS that goes with it when you start mixing politics and the sports. I think they do get fed up with it, but I mean, how much can you watch? I mean, I'm sitting here watching a rerun of a football game, but I mean, I would be watching golf right now if I could have found it.
Well, I think there's a big component of negativity. I think I know a lot of people just say, I give up, I don't want to watch it because of the politics, but I don't know how big a percent that is. I also think, Stevie, we're kind of off schedule, and you know it's just kind of been tabled, and we're not going to play. So just people haven't focused or got their schedule set to watch it. I think that's part of it, too. We're very disrupted right now. Yeah. I like the president saying, we're going to get through this. We're going to turn the corner. It's going to go away. It is. And he hopes sooner than later. But when Biden says, it's going to be a dark winter,
yeah.
I can't believe it. Yeah. It's like, I don't want to listen to a president saying that.
Yeah.
Our mayor just put a mask mandate for when you're in public down here. $500 if you're caught without a mask in public.
Wow.
I think you have to be closer than 6 feet. But it's like, okay, if you've got a mask on, you're protected. So why are you worried about the guy without the mask? I don't get it, especially when you're outside with the wind blowing.
I don't like that kind of negative and fear
approach to any problem because it's hard to solve it when you're scared.
Well, I think most people gravitate toward positive. If you say it's going to be a dark winter, that's not hope. And then Biden later in the debate said, I'm about hope. No, you're not. You just said it's going to be a dark winter. I mean, and by the way, the New Orleans Saints are going to allow fans, I understand.
3,000.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
3,000 coaching the dome. I don't know how much impact they could have.
Oh, my goodness. What in the world? Why didn't you go to... They were talking about taking the Saints game to Baton Rouge because the mayor there will allow fans.
Well, I don't know what would be best there, but, I mean, if the team is in New Orleans, I don't know why you'd want to play in Baton Rouge. But, to me, it makes no sense.
Yeah, they have. You can imagine, Coach, 3,000 people in that dome. You won't really know there's anybody there. Dome's a great place to play football. The guys are used to the noise not being a part of the game right now. So I'm glad they're staying where they are. But the Baton Rouge thing was a big logistics. They didn't go. So we'll see. Then the mayor hadn't let anyone in, so she's okay. Start with 3,000, and we'll work our way up. So
unbelievable.
Anyway,
I don't.
How about Illinois now? Don't we play?
Yeah, Coach. We're starting the Big Ten season. Illinois will go to Madison tonight, and again, it is the weirdest year because I haven't even thought about it because it's October 23, and we're starting our first game, and it's
I agree with what you just said. Because there hasn't been anything happening, I haven't thought about it at all.
No. And so, we're up in Madison. We're 22-point underdogs. Who knows what about anything? No fans, and we don't know much about teams, and I don't know what we've got. I'll be anxious to see the Big Ten Network tonight.
That's the Big Ten Network, Steve.
Yep.
So.
Yes, sir.
Okay, see, I'll look for that. But, it's Friday night, too, so that's another... Kind of a different. See, I'm with you. I might have forgot it was on. So, but no, I'll check in on the Illini. Who knows, Stevie?
Yeah.
Who knows? This may be our year.
Yeah. You never know, Coach. Why don't you? Before we let you go today, this is the greatest nation ever, and yet we've gotten through tough spots. America seems to be resilient. Can we come through all of this? It just feels dark.
I think we can. I think, but people have to realize they got to. It's the thing. You can't put the party first. You got to put the country first. And if you keep putting the party first for your special interests, you're going to have problems. It's just that nobody. I don't believe anybody wants anything bad to happen to this country or the people in this country. But let's put that first. Let's put the country first. Let's put what's best for the country first. And I know it's hard to just discern. What is best for the country? But come on, guys, we can wait. We can figure that out. It's not that hard.
I agree, Coach, and we can do better than we've been doing. It is always going to be disagreements on what's best, but if that's your motive, it'll work out fine. That's the key. So,
and I thought it was effective. I thought it was very effective when Trump essentially brought out the hindsight's 2020 when he said Anthony Fauci said don't wear a mask. Anthony Fauci said this will be over soon, and yet Trump says the same things and he's blasted. Huh? You were hiding it. You were, and it's just not fair because we're figuring this out as we went, and they're making all these ventilators that come with these medical ships. These Democratic mayors loved Trump during that time, and now of course they've completely flipped, and he's the worst guy ever, and he's killed all these people. It is so frustrating to know that the deck does feel stacked and that the media is not doing their job. It's a frightening moment for me. I think a sentinel moment in the country. It's one thing to be biased and liberal. It's another thing to cover stuff up. And I think that we've now completely covered this other story up with Hunter Biden and now his dad, Joe Biden. And again, I'm not looking for Hunter. I want to know if Joe Biden took any money. And I think it's at least worth finding out.
Well, and even bigger picture. You know, Mike, I don't like the censorship that Facebook and Twitter have started with, and that's really, really bad, because then it's just a matter of who's pushing the censor button as to what's right or what's wrong.
But you know, guys, it's Facebook. We now know that Facebook in Seattle has 12 Chinese nationals that are working in China as censors, and they're working now at Facebook in Seattle to help Facebook with censorship. What?
Yeah, that's what. Well, amazing. Whoever it is,
really amazing.
You know, Coach, we have free speech for a reason. It's to let the information flow so people can make up their own minds about things. That's the whole concept, because that's how people get power. Information is power. So if you just start to control what they get, they have no power, and we won't like that. I don't know if people have figured this out yet, but that's where we can't go down that path, and it's become very blatant. So now we have a chance to stop it, because we see what they're doing, and we'll see what we do.
Yeah,
because we've got to stop that.
And yet you talk to what I would call the average Democrat that, you know, disagrees with the Republicans, but we can always talk. The progressive has taken this to a new level. And if you tell the Democrat, the left wants to push no borders, no prisons, no police. And the Democrat says, nah, we're not doing that. Well, it's happening slowly, Johnny, but I think they want to do that.
Well, you know, my friends that are Democrats don't actually disagree with any policy. They just don't want to vote Republican or for Trump. But Coach, you gotta put that aside and say, okay, well, what's the practical result here? And none of my friends want to be censored, I can tell you that.
Yeah, right.
They probably should be, actually, but they don't want me.
Well,
so,
okay.
Listen, it's like John Kennedy, Coach, our senator from Louisiana here, he said, if you don't pay attention and keep up, you're doomed to be ruled by people dumber than you are.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, listen, Coach, I'm glad you're in Florida. I know it's nice and warm, and I always appreciate hearing your voice. Again, happy birthday last Sunday, and you're the best. We appreciate having you on always.
All right, thank you, guys, and God bless you. Have a great week.
You as well.
Yeah, you too, Mike.
Thanks, Johnny.
Thanks.
Appreciate it, Johnny.
Thanks,
thank
baby.
You. Brother Johnny in New Orleans, Mike Ditka in Naples, Florida. Sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
He's up early golfing every day now.
That's right.
In Chicago, he was in the high-rise doing nothing.
Yeah.
Because there wasn't many options.
More of a shelter-in-place mode.
Yeah. So I'm glad he's out and moving around. Sounds way better. His voice sounds way stronger. It's
mm-hmm.
awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he's 81. And you look at the NFL Hall of Famers, I think only Jim Brown from the Cleveland Browns. I think he's one of the older guys, maybe 83, but...
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, these guys put their bodies through so much.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm happy Mike is still on our program, ESPN 93.5. And again, brought to you by Max Twin City Recycling. Let's jump to our ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
You're right, Stevie. Jim Brown is 84.
Oh.
So 68 the high with scattered showers and thunderstorms. I do see that happening with some yellow and red just west of Bloomington. That should come late morning to us. And then everything's switching up as we have winds as high as 27 miles per hour. There is a 60% chance of rain and then clouds late with a low of 35 expected. Only up to 51 on Saturday and Sunday, down to around 40 at night with partly cloudy conditions. The greatest chance of rain comes into Monday now, so with a high of 46. So enjoy the milder morning while we have it. We're at 66 now on ESPN 93.5.
And Dick Van Dyke Appliance World standing by if you need appliances. That's where you'd go. They've been around for over 40 years in Central Illinois. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, they have everything online to look at if you want. You go appliance-world.com, sign up for exclusive offers, get the latest local deals, talk to an associate online, shop their showroom from your phone, and more. They're family-owned and have been in business since 77. Dick Van Dyke's the largest independent appliance dealer in all of Central Illinois. They offer discount pricing on quality products from Maytag, Electrolux, Frigidaire, GE, Whirlpool, and more. And not only low prices, but also the best selection of appliances in Central Illinois. And they specialize in appliance service, including delivery, installation, and repair. And of course, you cannot beat their free 10-year protection plan.
Wow!
Check them out. In Champaign, you drive on Neal Street. And just south of the I-74 interchange on Neal, headed toward the Marketplace Mall, you'll see them. It'll say Appliance World, big sign. Or online at appliance-world.com, appliance-world.com.
Here's what new customers are saying about Interstate Battery.
It's nice to see capable and helpful associates. They did a top-notch job.
They were easy to talk to and explained everything.
Service was prompt and I was a walk-in. Total service time was only like 20 minutes. I highly recommend Interstate Batteries.
Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. How much is dependable worth? Experience them for the first time at 2504 North Mattis. Way out there, but worth the drive. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
Visit InterstateBatteries.com.
Hi, this is Dan Moyson, president of Simplified Computers. COVID-19 has changed the way we work, study, and play. The virus is ripping across the country, but the little culprit will not win. Simplified Computers remains dedicated to helping you work safely. We offer in-store and curbside service 7 days a week. We are a one-stop computer sales, repair, and consulting company. Come see us today at 901 South Neal Street or online at simplifiedcomputers.com or at 352-5000. Simplified Computers, simply the best.
Urbana Park District is coming to you. Introducing Urbana. Urbana is the Park District's new mobile recreation unit. Through a generous partnership with the Carl Foundation, bringing fun activities to a neighborhood near you will happen more frequently. Follow Urbana on Facebook and Instagram to see where it will be next. Remember, at Urbana Park District, you belong here. Visit urbanaparks.org for details.
Your days are busy. It's hard to find time to plan your dream retirement or ensure you're doing enough to save for tomorrow's needs. With over 145 years of strength and service in our communities, Busey is the ideal partner to ensure your dreams become reality. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We kind of facetiously say this is 2 hours of therapy, but kind of not.
Yeah.
Because it is good to talk, and there's a lot of frustrations out there, I think you have to talk it through. Mm-hmm. Overdose deaths are on the rise, driven by illegal opiates and the pandemic. We're going to call licensed professional counselor Christy Knights, specializes in complex trauma and self-destructive behavior. I've seen a lot of like schizophrenia drug ads and things like that. Yep. I think our mental illness is off the chart right now.
Right, and now that we're paying more attention because we're spending so much time together at home, it's a lot more noticeable. And some of these stories were coming out yesterday during Funding the Dream with Lifeline Connect yesterday. What a terrific banquet. And again, thanks to Wes Taylor and Troy Lanz, who really stepped up, had some time on the mic also. And all these testimonials, they're really doing great work. LifelineConnect.org, yeah, if you'd like to support.
And we appreciate Nathan Whitaker coming to town too, mm-hmm, to be the speaker. Wonderful speaker.
Great words.
Yep. We're going to break for the news and be right back. I'm Stevie J. That's Diane Ducey. It's Friday.
This message brought to you by PDR Automotive. Fall is here in Champaign-Urbana and October is an important month. It's not only car care month, it's also breast cancer awareness month. So ladies, please schedule your screening today. And to schedule your car care winter inspection, that can be done at PDRauto.com or by calling 367-9481. That's PDR auto.com or at 367-9481. Remember, they're what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR, keeping you safe out on the roads this winter.
Flooring Surfaces is a local business that's open to serve the construction and housing industry. Over 1 million square feet of flooring options are in stock in Champaign, along with professional tools, adhesives, setting materials, and underlayments you need to build waterproof showers, tile kitchen backsplashes, and renovate entire floors of your home. Over 20 years of operation has made Flooring Surfaces your premier source for hardwood, carpet, laminate, porcelain tile, and everything else. Right now, we're starting the summer of savings with discounted pricing on hundreds of options. You'll find select in-stock hardwoods that are half off, double discounts on laminate floors, and tile that starts at $1.25 per square foot. So here's what to do. Call 398-1990 to arrange a showroom experience, a safe in-home consultation, or to have your order pulled and ready for pickup. We will help you find the right floor, and during the summer of savings, you'll find it for less. Don't worry. Flooring Surfaces has your floor covered.
Hi, I'm Jeff Messman with Mulder Financial Group in Champaign, and would love to help you with your upcoming home purchase or refinance. Mulder Financial Group is unique. We have the lending power of big banks, but with a small-town approach of getting to know our customers and their unique mortgage needs. Ready to get started? Contact me today at champagnelender.com. That's champagnelender.com.
NMLS number 1413211. Mulder Financial Group is an Illinois mortgage licensee.
I'm Mark Sheldon, your county recorder of deeds. For 14 years, I also served as your county clerk. At that time, I never supported the merger of the recorder and the clerk. Why was that? Very simply, I actually talked to the experts in this area, such as bankers, title companies, and attorneys. They record $1 billion in property transactions each year, and most don't support a merger. My opponent claims that Cook County, quote, seems to be doing fine. Cook County has a 6 to 8 week delay in recording right now. In Champaign County, you can walk in the office and immediately get a document filed. 2 years ago, county Democrats told voters it didn't matter who the treasurer was. In 2 years, we've seen taxpayers get double billed and homeowners have their refinancing delayed. I want to make the recorder appointed rather than an elected politician so we can ensure professional administration in the future.
Paid for by Citizens for Mark Sheldon.
Westgate Apartments are ready for everything you need year-round.